The board approved a decommissioning agreement and building permit for one project and a road use and decommissioning agreement for the other. County Board Chairman Steve Miller says those agreements protect the community in the process of developers putting in the solar farms.
And we want to be sure that neighboring landowners are not adversely affected with the road use agreements. We want to be sure that if something happens financially to these companies, that the communities will not suffer a financial loss as a result of the failure of any of these.
Both projects are to be located west of Ridge Farm. Miller adds the county has also received a wind application from Invenergy for a project in the Eastland, Rankin, and Hoopston area. Board members were told that application needs to be amended, and once it is completed, it will be reviewed by the county's Wind and Solar Committee. A public hearing will be scheduled later for that project. Meanwhile, the county board members welcome Brad Watson as a new member representing District 5, and the board gave outgoing Vermilion County Clerk Kathy Jenkins a standing ovation, a plaque, and flowers. Jenkins is retiring effective June 30th. Her chief deputy, Robin Heffern, will be sworn in as the new county clerk at 8:30 in the morning on July the 1st. I'm Bill Pickett.